So this is my endorsement of Article Part 3. I want to say things that I've forgotten to say in the last two Article endorsement podcast. I might also delve into some other reasons. So if you are on the fence, meaning if you are not sure who to vote for in Nigeria's presidential elections, please stay tuned. Maybe I might have one or two things for you that might be able to convince you. Not really convince you. That might be able to give you some ground to step on to get to that decision of who you want to vote, if you are intending to vote. Let me begin. Now, one thing I forgot to say the last two podcasts that I didn't really emphasize or that I didn't really say the way I want to say it is, I am voting for freedom. I'm not voting for stuff. So I am voting for someone who would restore back my stolen freedoms. I'm not after someone who is promising to want to do things for me like roads, hospitals, schools, or anything like that. No, I'm interested in someone who says, Adamu, I have your freedom stolen through the 1999 Constitution, and I'm going to return it to you. That's what I'm interested in. That is my goal. This is in sharp contrast to majority of Nigerians, I think, that are after someone who wants to, you know, the usual goods who wants to, who wants to build schools for them, hospitals, what have you. They're not interested in people who would give them freedom. They are stolen freedom back. So that's number one reason. And the only reason that I'm interested in voting for Atiku, although I will not be able to vote because I'm not in Nigeria. I don't think I will be in the next week. And I don't even have, I have not registered to vote. What I meant to say was support. That is my reason of supporting. So maybe that might clarify if you're not sure why I support Atiku. I support him again because he is in there. At least part of what he wants to do is to return back my freedom. Not to do stuff for me. I'm not after that. If you want to know why I'm after that, perhaps you might want to listen to the part one and part two of my endorsement of Atiku. The reason why, really, if you're a Nigerian, I wouldn't blame you. These kinds of information has not probably reached you yet. Which is really the way forward for any person, community, people, whatever you call it. It's not government, but freedom. Now, you might look at advanced countries, you know, and say, yeah, well, they are doing good, they are doing great. Yeah, sure. If a gang of criminals come and take you hostage and extort money from you every once often to do things for you, yeah, you could achieve few things. They might, because they use the roads, I'm guessing they might fix the roads with your stolen money. They might allow you to bring your kids to their school, you know, all of that. But when you look at the monetary system, when you look at the system is not healthy at all. Advanced countries, let me take the US for example. For every citizen of the United States, there is a debt of at least $60,000. For every citizen currently living, the total number of debt, just the federal government alone, if every person would pay that debt, they would have to pay $60,000. It's been increasing since the 50s, I believe. The government retirement funding, the Medicaid, the Medicare, there's no money. Money has run out. It's just a bunch of papers that the government is keeping that represent money that future generation will pay. There's no money. But mind you, when the Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid started, I think in the 60s, 70s, I'm not sure, politicians were promising people they want to help them so that they can retire in peace, you know. You reach your retirement age, you have some sort of income, it's relieving, it's a relief. Of course, people buy it. Fast forward now. But really, future generations would have to find a way to survive, really, because there isn't going to be money. And if there is money, it's another debt. It will be another debt. Look at Venezuela right now. Their whole system is based on the government taking care of the people. Right now, people are dying on the road to just get out of the country. I'm not kidding you. People are selling their children. Women are selling their bodies into prostitution. The government recently blocked the road between the border between Colombia and Venezuela, where possibly aid could come in. Aid, food that could possibly come into Venezuela, the government blocked it. Right now, they are into constitutional crisis because I think someone in their legislative body declared himself president. Meanwhile, President Maduro is also there as a president. This is the beginning of the end of the kinds of things that would happen. It doesn't matter where. When people rely on government to do things for them. And I don't need to give you these reasons, really. Let's say you don't agree with me that when government wants things for you, when government wants to do things for you, it actually ends up bad. Okay, you don't agree with me. And I really don't like that argument anyway. What about the moral aspect of it, which is really my main reason, my main focus? my principle of who I support and who I don't. The morality is simple. The non-aggression principle. No one should aggress on you. So that means you can't have a system that is aggressing. You can't be in a relationship that you're aggressing. You shouldn't. Government is an aggression. It's an aggressive institution. The way it survives is it has to use force. So let's say your community voted to get some money somehow. You have to pay, even if you don't agree with that policy, you have to pay that tax, or you have to do what the majority votes. That kind of system doesn't work because even really without knowing what the end result will be, a system that survives based on blood, do you really expect it to end well? No. It will never end well. Really. There's a saying, those who live by the gun die by the gun, right? So if you don't like stealing, you can't support a system that steals. Or maybe you can, but at least you know. You know, at least you know. So that's my main reason. Hopefully that might kind of give you something to think about. So government doesn't work. Government is violence. And my goal is to educate people to know this. I truly believe people don't know this. I truly believe that. It's not... I think... Because people, I don't think people are there planning. You know what? We know government is evil, so we're going to go in and do some evil. I don't think so. I think people are generally supporting government because unknowing to them is a system based on violence. Now, what is the solution? Ultimately, government is not going to be the solution. It's not going to be the one that will get us to the solution. It's really adhering to this non-aggression principle. Teaching our children, and one way to do that is to teach our children to raise them peacefully, right? When you raise a child in a way that you encourage talking rather than beating to get something, then that child is most likely to adhere to the non-aggression principle, right? If you beat your child to condition them to some behavior, what are you teaching them? You are teaching them that using violence actually works. There are tons of studies out there that shows violence, raising children not peacefully, affects children's brain. It does affect intelligence and the overall well-being of the child. You know, children that are raised in a violent home tend to accept violence as an answer. So that is the ultimate way to do it, to go about this. That is the ultimate solution. To preach nonviolence and to teach it, to raise our kids that way. That is the ultimate solution. And that's what I'm after. Now, of course, wherever I see violence, I'm going to preach against it, e.g. through government. That's why I'm supporting Atiku, to go in and hopefully reduce the violence. Slowly, we'll get rid of it. Because it's not going to go like that. Government is not going to just disappear like that. Because people just don't accept an idea like that. It doesn't change like that. Changing people takes generations. So slowly, people are realizing this, and they'll probably start raising their children peacefully, start rejecting anything violent, e.g. government. Back to Venezuela. Really, Venezuela is a fine country structurally. Caracas, the state capital. Like structurally, I mean like roads, housing is better than Nigeria. But look at them right now. How does any of the roads help majority of their people? The schools, the hospitals, how does that? So if you're advocating, if you're lacking government because you want those things, through violence, by the way, look at Venezuela. So really, I urge you to think through this. And once you accept the non-aggression principle, you really, everything will become clear. Like, everything becomes clear. It's easy to say, oh, it's easy to differentiate. Like, it's easy to set aside your political beliefs or what programs you support, anything like that. Very easy. Like, if someone comes to me right now and say, Adam, do you support, like, increasing taxes to provide education? I'll say no. Because taxes is, the way government gets taxes is through violence. So I don't support that. So it's really easy for me. I don't have to go through, well, let's see if increasing the money will help the students. And all that kind of crap. No, becomes really easy. Your life, at least my life becomes so simplified right now. I am more productive. Shortly after I accepted total freedom, I become really more productive. A lot more productive than I was. Because I stopped worrying about explaining, trying to make government work. Or explain to people why investing or why monetary policies, this and that. Really. I want to change my career to be a software engineer. I'm making progress on that. Life has become a lot more easier for me. So really that's why I think Atiku will be, at least understands what his policies will result if he does it, that is. If he actually implements what he says, his policy will result to reducing the powers of government or to taking government back closer to the people. He understands that. The next presidential candidate that comes close to understanding that is Kingsley Moghalu. Kingsley Moghalu. if you don't vote for Atiku, vote for that man. He understands that. And then followed by Obi Ezekwesili, who dropped out of the race. Buhari doesn't understand. He does not. I don't have any issues with him, but he does not understand reducing the powers of government. He's all in for, I want to take care of you. I want to take care of you. Again, that usual thing that happens. Remember the United States? Remember Venezuela? This politician promises you things to buy your vote and destroy your life and your children's life. If not your life, your children's life later. Look at Venezuelans. So, really something to think about. Let's see, who else? That's really... I don't think Omoele Sowore understands that. He's all for, I will take care of you, I will do this now. I mean, Atiku too is for that. Atiku is for, I will do this, I will do that. But one of his big things, he's restructuring. Is reducing the powers of the federal government. And that's how it starts. So really, if you want to simplify your political life, accept that government is violent, is violence. Not because I say so, because of the reasons, of course. It will really be clear and easier for you to narrow down who you would vote for, if you will. I think I will try to stop here. If I forget anything else, I will make another podcast. So yeah, go out there, vote for Atiku. You know, support him. Let him win. Go in there, reduce the powers of government, reduce that violence. And that is also, that is just a little part of the work, right? We need to go out there and preach nonviolence. That is really the key. Like I said before, the work is really going to, right now, to preach to parents, to raise their children peacefully. So go vote for Atiku. When you hear or you see parents beating their children, giving the reasons why such thing is bad, like it's bad because it's bad for their kids, there are other ways that work. There are peaceful parenting that work other than beating children, shouting at them, screaming at them. Thank you very much for listening, and I will talk to you soon.